Well, it used to be a thing of science fiction, but of course these days robots are very much a reality, taking on many of the tasks performed by humans in the past. Some argue this is a second machine age revolution, and today experts will gather at Sydney University to discuss the, quote, unfinished robot revolution. One of the experts appearing on the panel there at this event is Sydney University Associate Professor in Robotics and Artificial Intelligence, Fabio Ramos. He says AI, artificial intelligence, should be used for the common good, and he's working on developing life-changing devices for people who've suffered some kind of cognitive impairment. I spoke with Professor Fabio Ramos earlier.
Pleasure to be here.
Fabio Ramos, when we think of artificial intelligence, we're tempted, I guess, to relate to the imagery derived from sci-fi movies. That's where most of us go. How should we define AI these days? Is it robots?
AI is a branch of computer science that essentially study how could machines learn, perceive, and take actions in a complex environment. So in a sense, it's very related to statistics, it's very related to maths in general, and relates to how we actually design algorithms that are able to enable machines to actually take their own actions beyond to what we just programmed them to do.
So to think.
To think, if you define think as mathematically and maximizing some kind of objectives or goals, but the definition of think is much broader than that. So, for example, I wouldn't say that AI is trying to be creative. So, you know, creativity, which is one aspect of thinking.
So you can't program them through these algorithms to be creative, as you say, to perhaps paint a masterpiece. But what about learning? Have we got innovation in this field to the point where these machines are capable of learning from experience?
Yes. So now we are collecting much more data than we used to collect in the past. And what AI has enabled us to do is to essentially unleash the power of this data. So, for example, many cameras today can recognize faces in images and essentially refocus the camera to take better pictures of the faces. The way this is done is we show an algorithm thousands and thousands of images of faces, and the algorithm automatically learns where the faces are in the image and then can tell you, oh, here's a face, he's not a face, and so on.
What are the industries where artificial intelligence is driving the most innovations or the most interesting innovations in your view?
Yeah, so AI is really changing some industries, especially in Australia. So putting in Australian context, for example, mining is an industry that is now being revolutionized, I would say, with AI. So, you know, from driverless trucks to automated drill rigs to machines that collect enormous amount of information from the mines that allow us to better predict what are the minerals in the ground. So that's a particularly interesting industry, but agriculture is another one. So we can fly unmanned aerial vehicles. It's our name for drones, right? We prefer this term. That can, for example, map diseases on large crops, classify diseases and say, look, this is an area we should be more careful. But even in healthcare, there's a number of applications of AI that's growing at the moment.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Professor Fabio Ramos. He's a university professor and one of the experts appearing at this panel about robots. It's called Robots, the Unfinished Revolution. Let's go to your work. One of the aims of your research is to, it deals more with the human condition, not so much things like mining and those sorts of things, developing devices that would help people who suffered cognitive impairment. Tell us about that. What are you working on? How would it work?
Yeah, so with the aging population, you are expecting to see more cases in, you know, cases of stroke or dementia and problems like that, where people essentially would like to recover the independence. And the questions we're trying to answer with our research is, can we actually design a new device that can essentially help the person to recover independence? So one of the projects we've been working on together with doctors at hospitals is, can we embed some kind of intelligence in wearable devices, for example, glasses, which can recognize the activity a person is essentially doing and automatically remind the person to do not forget to do things. So, for example, don't forget to turn off the stove. You have not taking your medicine today. The person in front of you is one of your relatives. Her name is X or Y. So this kind of cognitive aid is something that we believe can be very helpful in the future.
So it's not just let me interrupt there for a minute, Fabio. It's not just a learned checklist of things. You know, you can put the kettle on, don't forget to turn it off, or it's not like having a list of things on a note to remind you. It can actually, for instance, recognize the person in front of you is your sister or something. How does it do that?
Exactly right. So, for example, we have computer programs. You take a picture of someone and you tell the name of that once, and the algorithm or the computer it's able to essentially learn that face. And whenever it sees that in front of you, imagine you have a little camera in your glasses, and it can, you know, very quickly tell the name of the person to the patient.
Have you developed this kind of thing already? Have you tested these devices? Is anyone using them?
Yeah, so we are doing tests in the hospitals. You know, a person with a cognitive problem, they might forget about wearing devices. So that's why we are trying to put these little machines, little computers and sensors in devices that they will probably not forget to wear, like glasses, because otherwise they won't see. So there's a self-feedback mechanism happening in there.
I think it's fantastic. Look, last month, I'm sure you know, international scientists called for a ban on automated offensive weapons or killer robots. So this is a world away from the research in the world you're involved in at the moment. But do you have a view on the dangers of unregulated research in this field? Do we need, for instance, treaties around the use of artificial intelligence in the battlefield?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, AI is already in place to many of the modern weapons. You know,
drones,
but even missiles, they sense the environment. They have, inertial measurement units. They take their own decisions.
They turn corners.
So essentially, there is some kind of artificial intelligence already there. I would say for us in academia, we should try to stay away from this kind of technology. Not that it will ever happen because, you know, the bad guys don't play by the rules, essentially. But we have plenty of other things to do with AI.
As a person working in this field all the time, do you look at the sort of the good and bad of an application all the time? As you're developing an application and you look at the scope of it, do you consciously look, is there a sort of a moral downside or a questionable moral element to this?
Yeah, we do that every day, essentially, right? You know, imagine cases where you are changing industry and you are removing people from work because you are putting some AI algorithm in there. Is that of a great benefit to the industry? Is that of great benefit to society and so on? But I think, you know, when you deal with health problems, when you deal with environment, which is another area I've been working a lot, it's pretty clear that we can use AI to help in these fields.
Fabio Ramos, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
It was great. My pleasure. Thank you.
Fabio Ramos is Associate Professor in Robotics and Artificial Intelligence at Sydney University and one of those on a panel at Sydney Uni today titled Robots, the Unfinished Revolution.